Halleluja, amen. Slava Bohu. Amen. Želim da vas pozdravim, Gospode Isa Hrista. Želim svima dobrodošlicu. I zahvalni smo našem Gospodu Isusu, što smo mogli da se okupimo na ovom mestu, da damo slavu i čast njegovom imenu. Amen. Halleluja. Tako jako smo zahvalni za sve što je Bog učinio za nas. I mi smo ovdje zato što je on tako želeo. Amen. I zato što ste vi njemu dali mjesto u vašim srcima. Amen. Tako, ovaj kamp je opet mjesto gdje ćemo sresti Svetog Duha u našim srcima, ja vjerujem. Sjećamo se još prošlog kampa i znamo da je bio blagoslov. I znamo da reč Božja kaže, pošto smo se molili za ovaj kamp, da Bog može učiniti mnogo više nego što mi molimo i tražimo. I mi smo u iščekivanju na velike stvari Božje i ovog kampa. Tako je bilo divno slušati ove pesme i kako su sestre svirale. I ja sam zahvalan sestrama. Djakone sestra, što ste hrani. Ako svi budemo na svojim mjestima kao što su oni bili, mislim da će imati veliki blagoslov. Ako će reč Božja doći u takvom nadahnuću, ja vjerujem da ćemo svi primiti nešto od Gospoda Isusa. Amen.
Amen.
Tako, jedina naša želja je damo slavu i čast Isusu Hristu. I svi mi, ja vjerujem da imamo jedan deo tog vatrenog jezika sa sobom koji ćemo zajedno ujediniti u jedan veliki vatreni stup koji će doneti otkrivenje Isusa Hrista za ovaj dan svima nama. Amen. Aleluja. Tako, želim samo par tehničkih stvari da napomenem pre nego što krenemo u službu proslavljanja i onda reč Božju. Znači, svi koji nisu predali pasoše, da daju pasoše, znači, braći koji su djakoni i svi ste već vidjeli, brat Janko Petraš, brat Janko Lehart i novi koji će doći isto tako, znači, prenećete im, ako dolaze iz Poljske ili od nekud, da daju svoje pasoše. Isto tako, vodite računa malo, znači, o higijeni objekta, pošto želimo da pokažemo da smo pravi hrišćani i na takav način. Amen. Ponekad ne možete svedočiti samo kroz reč, nego morate pokazati nešto što neki drugi mogu razumjeti koji ne razumiju reč. Danas nije bilo peškira tamo, ali sutra će biti peškira u svim kupatilama. Kada neki peškir bude, prvo složite ga napred u hodniku na jednom mjestu i to će biti znak za one koji menjaju peškire, da treba da ih uzmu i doneće nove peškire, isto tako za toalet papir ili nešto drugo. Ujutru bit će neko ko će pospremati, pometlati, prebrisati vaše sobe, znači nemojte stvari ostavljati razbacane, malo ih dovedete u red, da bi mogo neko to da posprema i prebriše na brzinu i da to sve ostavlja jedan utisak. Kao braća koji su bili u vojsci, oni znaju kako to izgleda, ali tako? Znači, želimo voditi računa i o tim sitnicama. Želimo da sve bude na blagoslov što činimo i mi da budemo na blagoslov jedni drugima i da ostavimo, kao što reč kaže, jedan ugodan miris Isusa Hrista za nama. Amen. Tako, želim svima vama da primite ono od Boga što želite i što iščekujete. I tako, budite u iščekivanju, tražite Boga, možda nemate reći da podelite sa jedni sa drugima šta stvarno trebate, ali ima jedan koji poznaje vaše srce. I on je večeras ovdje. I on će doći da vas posjeti i on će odgovoriti prema vašim potrebama.
Amen.
Dodirnite njega jer njegova ruka nije prekratka da vas spasi u svemu šta god da treba. Tako, predaću službu dalje bratu Paljku koji će voditi slavljenje i iščekivali smo na reč Božju našeg brata Johna Endisa koji će propovedati, on je došao iz Kanade i brata Ladin će prevoditi. Neka sve bude na slavu Božju Isusa Hrista. Amen.
Kao što je rekao brat, neka bi sve bilo na slavu njegu. Amen. Da li verujete da je sve moguće? Amen. Da li verujete da je sada Bog može sve da učini kao prvi dan? Kada je došao na zemlju, kada je počeo da iscrpljuje? Pevat ćemo prvu pesmu. stojim na obećanjima Božim, amen, aleluja, jedno. Stani na obećanje Božje.
Stani na obećanje.
Yeah.
svetom. Haleluja. Tako želio bi, znači da smo možda umorni, postoji dugo putovanja i tako sve te stvari koje se dešavale, ali mi se odmaramo u Duhu Svetom, amen. Hrišća mi su neki poseban narod, jel, brate i sestre, amen. Kažu, mnogi nas ljudi ne mogu razumeti, jel? Zašto smo mi tako svetni, amen? Tako, volio bih vas Darko da dođe da otpevamo neke dve pesme, zajedno da otpevamo. Suzo, gitaru. možemo ustati. Znajte da je ovo veliki blagoslov od njega, amen, kada se molimo sa njim. Možemo sve da činimo, da previše pevamo, previše pričamo, ali nikad ne možemo previše da se molimo, amen. I zato želimo da se zahvalimo, brate, da povedemo za molitvu, amen.
Dragi naš nebeski Oče, autor života,
amen.
O, mi smo ti tako zahvalni, Gospode, da smo u ovom broju sakupljeni.
Da, Gospode.
Haleluja, iščekujemo, amen. Gospode, tebe, iščekujemo tvoje blagoslove, Gospode.
Amen.
Pre svega tvoga svetoga duha, Gospode, da se nastani, ispuni naše srce i naše nutrine.
Amen.
O, tako te volimo, Gospode.
Jeste, Gospode.
Haleluja.
Haleluja.
I te ljubimo, Gospode.
Amen.
Jer znamo da si ti ljubio nas,
amen.
Gospode.
Da.
I svoj život dao radi nas, Gospode, za naše živote, za spasenje naših duša. Ti si naš otkupitelj.
Amen.
Ti si naš spasitelj.
Amen.
Haleluja. Mi ti dugujemo naše živote.
Amen.
Haleluja. Mi ti se predajemo, Gospode. Predajemo se tvome duhu,
amen.
Gospode. Slobodno ti nas uzmi, Gospode. Haleluja. Kao što grnčar uzima glinu i čini od nje posudu kako želi.
Amen.
Tako, Gospode, neka bi mi bili danas i večeras, Gospode, glina u tvojim rukama.
Amen.
Ti zaista načini od nas posude.
Amen.
Časti. Mi to zaista amen. Želimo iskreno, Gospode. Celim svojim srcem, dušom i mislima. Učini to od nas i poslali se u nama, Gospode. Zahvaljujemo ti na tvojoj žrtvi. Zahvaljujemo ti na tvojoj krvi, Gospode.
Jeste, Gospode.
Za krv novoga saveza, Gospode, koji si sklopio sa nama, Gospode. Haleluja. Mi se tako radujemo, Gospode, da su naši gresi oprani u krvi. Moje Gospode, haleluja, haleluja, tako se radimo što smo slobodni u tebi, Hriste Isuse, što smo slobodni, haleluja, opet želimo biti robovi tebi, Gospode, želimo biti zarobljeni za tvoju reč, Gospode, haleluja, neka bi srce, zaista tvoja reč stanovala u našim srcima, i neka bi ona učinila da naši karakteri budu saobrazni tvojom karakteru, Gospode, haleluja, neka ti je večna slava i hvala, amen.
Amen, haleluja.
Najveći ti si, o Bože, na zemlji sve.
just lift your hand up to the Lord. Lord,
I believe tonight.
Isn't it good to worship Him? It's good to lift up our hands. It's good to say praise the Lord. It's good to say I love you, Jesus. Because the scripture says He inhabits the praises of His people. And you are His people. And we love to worship Him. So we just invite Him to be the speaker tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Maybe you can just have your seats for a moment.
Samo sedite na trenutak.
How many is happy to be here?
Koliko vas je srećno što ste ovdje?
That's about half of you.
Ovo je bilo samo polovina vas.
How many is happy to be here?
Koliko vas je srećno što ste ovdje?
Amen, that's better.
Ovo sad je malo bolje.
You know, the Lord loves when we get together like this.
Znate, Gospod voli kad smo mi tako jedinstveni.
There's not going to be any wires in heaven.
Neće biti nikakvih wires?
Wires.
Sa žicama. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's a privilege and honor for us to be here with you.
Za nas je ovdje privilegija I čast što smo ovdje.
We want to thank Brother Janko and all the ministry.
Želimo da zahvalimo bratu Janku I svim propovednicima.
All of you that have sacrificed much to be here.
I svima vama koji ste se puno žrtvovali da bi bili ovdje.
I just wonder if all the ministers would just stand. All the ministers would just
propovednici ustanu.
Stand to your feet.
Ustanite molim vas, svi propovednici.
Amen. Let's thank the Lord for them together. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
I think we would be safe to say
mislim da bi bilo dobro da sigurno da kažemo
if it wasn't for the ministers
ako to nije bilo za propovednike
we wouldn't be ready to go on a rapture.
Onda ako ne bi bilo propovednika ne bi mi bili spremni za uznesenje.
You believe that?
Da li vjerujete u to?
But God has given you ministers
što vam je Bog dao propovednike
after His own heart
to je po njegovom vlastitom srcu
that'll speak to your heart
da bi govorio vašem srcu.
Amen. Bring greetings to Brother Claude Poulter and Brother Ray Thompson that is here.
Prenosim poruke bratu Thompsonu.
He's from New Zealand, him and his wife. Brother Claude Poulter. Him and his wife are from Australia. I'm wearing some of Brother Ray's clothes tonight. His clothes.
On je meni veoma blizak.
Because one of my suitcases didn't come on the airplane.
Zato što jedan od mojih kofera sa aviona nije stigao.
So thank you, Brother Ray.
Hvala ti, brate.
My wife is from Australia.
Moja žena je iz Australije.
And she lived for some time in New Zealand as well.
I ona je također izvesno vrijeme živjela u Novom Zelandu.
She desired to send her love and greetings and my three children.
Ona želi da pošalje pozdrave I od nje I od troje djece koje imaju.
Just wanted to bring greetings from Brother Ed Biskel.
Također prenosim pozdrave od brata Ed Biskela.
Which is our pastor in our church in Cloverdale.
Koji je naš pastir u crkvi u Cloverdale.
Near Vancouver, Canada.
To je u blizu Vancouvera u Kanadi.
Which they all send their love and their greetings to all of you.
I oni svima vama šalju ljubav I pozdrave.
Isn't heaven just going to be a wonderful place?
Zar nebo neće biti predivno mjesto?
And also Brother Tom Ray sends his love and greetings to you.
Brat Tom Ray vas pozdravlja u ljubavi.
I believe he's spoken here before and
vjerujem da je on ovdje propovedao ranije.
He loves you very much.
I on vas veoma voli.
I'm looking forward to wonderful times this coming days with you.
Ja očekujem predivno vrijeme u na dolazećim danima s vama.
In heaven and in our new bodies,
u nebu I u našim novim telima,
we're all going to be the same.
Mi ćemo svi biti jednaki.
All the same age,
svi ćemo imati iste godine,
and all the same language.
I svi isti jezik. Amen.
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 They say that heaven is going to be one great eternal youth camp.
Kaže, nebo će biti jedan veliki večni omladinski kamp.
Because we're all going to be young again.
Zato što ćemo ponovo svi biti mladi.
That sounds wonderful.
To zvuči jako lepo.
And we won't need any translators or interpreters over there. We're going to understand one another. But while we're down here in these bodies, God's called us to be in different places and different countries.
U različitim zemljama.
And we want you to pray for Brother Aladin and myself tonight.
Želimo da se molimo za brata Aladina i za mene večeras.
We're not going to be lengthy.
Nećemo biti dugi.
This is our first service.
Ovo je samo prva služba.
I know that most of you have driven and come a long ways.
Znam da je većina od vas dosta dugo vozila da bi bili ovdje.
So let us just stand to our feet.
Ustanimo samo da trenemo na noge.
And we'll turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 40.
Otvorit ćemo knjigu Isaije, proroka 40. glava.
And when we turn to Isaiah, chapter 40.
Znači, otvaramo glavu 40, proroka Isaije.
We'll just say a word of prayer together.
Samo ćemo se na kratko zajedno pomoliti.
Isaiah chapter 40 verse 1.
Isaija 40, prvi stih.
As we bow our heads together,
dok povijamo glave zajedno,
I wonder who would just slip up your hand to the Lord.
Pitam se ima li neko ko bi podigao svoju ruku Gospodu.
And say, Heavenly Father,
i da kaže nebeski Oče,
speak to my life tonight.
Govori večeras mom životu.
I just invite your Holy Spirit.
Ja upravo pozivam tvog svetog duha.
To just come and fill my life.
Da samo dođe i ispuni moj život.
Heavenly Father,
nebeski Oče,
our hands are lifted up.
Naše ruke su podignute gore.
Our hearts are lifted up.
I srca su podignuta.
We want more of you, Jesus.
Želimo više tebe, Isuse.
Would you come tonight?
Hoćeš li doći večeras?
In this very first service.
Baš na ovoj prvoj službi.
Lord, many of us don't know one another very well.
Gospode, mnogi od nas se ne poznajemo baš najbolje.
But we believe that you know us very well.
Ali mi vjerujemo da ti nas jako dobro poznaješ.
And you know the secrets of our hearts.
Ti poznaješ tajne naših srca.
You know the secrets of our lives.
Znaš i tajne naših života.
And we're asking you, Lord.
I mi se molimo tebi, Gospode.
That have our hands lifted.
Dok su nam ruke podignute.
And for everyone that is here.
I za svaku koji je ovdje.
Brothers and sisters alike.
I za braću i za sestre također.
That your presence would come.
Da tvoja prisutnost se spusti.
From the very first service.
Već na prvoj službi.
And make the difference in the coming days.
I načini još veću razliku u dolazećim danima.
Lord, we surrender to you.
Gospode, mi ti se predajemo.
We invite you tonight.
Pozivamo te večeras.
Come and take your word.
Dođi i uzmi svoju reč.
And make it real to us.
Načini je stvarnom nama.
Strengthen our bodies.
Ojačaj nam tela.
Heal those that are sick among us.
Izleči bolesne među nama.
May there be great deliverances.
Neka ovdje bude veliko oslobođenje.
May there be great miracles among us.
Neka se dese velika čuda među nama.
May evil spirits be cast out.
Neka zli duhovi budu izbačeni.
And even yet while we hear the word,
i dok slušamo reč,
let us be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Neka bi se ispunili Duhom Svetim.
We love you tonight, Jesus.
Molimo te večeras, Isuse.
We surrender our lives.
Predajemo svoje živote.
Have preeminence in this meeting.
Imaj nadmoć na ovoj službi.
In Jesus' name.
U ime Isusa.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Isaiah chapter 40.
Dakle, Isaija 40. glava.
Starting in verse 1.
Počet ćemo odmah od prvog stiha.
I know that we're all warm tonight, but that means we're all here in unity.
Znam da smo svi umorni, ali bar smo ovdje svi ujedinstveni.
Amen.
Amen.
First one.
Dakle, prvi citat, prvi stih.
Listen to the words closely.
Jako pažljivo slušajte reči.
Comfort ye my people, saith your God.
Tešite, tešite narod moj, govori Bog vaš.
Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins.
Govorite Jerusalimu ljubazno i javljajte mu da se navršio rok njegov, da mu se bezakonje oprostilo, jer je primio iz ruke Gospodne dvojinom za sve grehe svoje.
The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
Glas je nekoga koji viče: Pripravite u pustinji put gospodnji, poravnite u pustoši stazu Bogu našemu.
Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain.
Sve doline neka se povise, i sve gore i bregovi neka se slegnu, i što je krivo neka bude pravo, i neravna mesta neka budu ravna.
And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it.
I javit će se slava gospodnja, i svako će telo videti, jer usta gospodnja govoriše.
The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass.
Amen.
And all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field.
Glas govori vič i reče, šta da viče? Da je svako telo trava i sve dobro njegovo kao cvet poljski.
Verse 7.
Sedmi stih.
The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass.
Suši se trava, cvet opada kada duh gospodnji dune na nje. Doista je narod trava.
And verse 8 says, the grass withereth and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever.
Osmi stih kaže, suši se trava, cvet opada, ali reč Boga našega ostaje do veka.
Do we believe that tonight?
Mi verujemo u to večeras, je li tako?
Verse 9. O Zion, that bringeth good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings, lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up, and be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God.
Izidi na visoku goru Sione, koji javljaš dobre glase. Podigni silno glas svoj, Jerusalime, koji javljaš dobre glase. Podigni, ne boj se, kaži gradovima Judinim, evo Boga vašega.
Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him.
Evo Gospod Bog ide na jakoga, i mišica će njegova obladati njime. Evo plata je njegova kod njega i delo njegovo pred njim.
Our last verse is verse 11.
Naš posljednji stih, 11. stih.
And I believe this is going to happen this weekend.
I ja verujem da je ovo ono što će se desiti ovog vikenda.
He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are with young.
Kao pastir pašće stado svoje, u naručje svoje sabraće jagance i u njedrima će ih nositi, a dojilice će voditi polako.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, can have your seats.
Bogu blagoslovi, možete sesti.
We love the word, don't we?
Mi volimo reč, zar ne?
It's our absolute.
To je naš apsolut.
The word of God is our absolute.
Reč Božja je naš apsolut.
And living in the day that we're living in,
i živeći u danu u kome sad živimo,
aren't you so happy that we have the word of God?
Zar vam nije drago što imamo reč Božju?
Aren't you happy?
Zar vam nije drago?
Aren't you happy that we have the Holy Spirit?
Zar vam nije drago što imamo Svetog Duha?
And he's a person.
A on je osoba.
And he's in this room right now.
I on se nalazi upravo sada u ovoj prostoriji.
Jesus Christ is in this room.
Je u ovoj prostoriji.
The scripture that we read in Isaiah 40.
Pismo koje smo upravo čitali u Isaiji 40.
I just wanted to use it as our opening scripture for these meetings.
Želim ovo služiti samo kao pisma koja će otvoriti ovaj skup, ovo što ćemo imati ove nedelje.
And I just want the service tonight to kind of set a tone for the next few days.
Želim da ovde postavimo kao jedan ton ovim službama koje dolaze.
And I want to speak on atmosphere and approach in the promised land.
Želim da govorim na temu atmosfera i pristup u obećanoj zemlji.
Atmosphere and approach.
Atmosfera i pristup.
in the promised land.
U obećanoj zemlji.
Notice again here in Isaiah chapter 40 verse 1.
Zapazite ponovo samo ovdje u 40. Isaijinoj u prvom stihu.
I want you to listen to the words very closely.
Želim da veoma pažljivo slušate riječi.
The Bible says, comfort ye, comfort ye.
Biblija kaže, tešite, tešite.
Comfort ye my people, saith God.
Tešite moj narod, kaže Bog.
He was wanting the word to bring comfort.
On je želeo da reč donese utehu.
And the message that we have heard in our day.
A poruka koju smo čuli u našem danu.
This rapture message.
Ova poruka uznesenja.
Should bring comfort to the hearts of the bride.
Treba da donese utehu srcima nevesta.
Amen. Comfort ye.
Tešite.
That word comfort.
Ta reč tešiti.
It means in repentance.
To znači u pokajanju.
To be comforted.
Biti utešen.
Is to be sorry.
Kao kada ti je žao.
It's coming with pity and with compassion.
To dolazi u saosećanju i sažaljenju.
It means to be consoled.
To znači biti consoled is
the comforter.
Kao utešen.
To bring peace into the heart of the individual.
Da dođe mir u srce individue.
Amen.
In verse 2.
A onda stih 2 kaže.
The Bible says, speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem.
Biblija kaže, govorite Jerusalimo ljubazno ili sa utehom.
Now you, as the bride of Christ,
dakle, vi kao nevesta Hristova,
is the new Jerusalem.
Ste novi Jerusalim.
So the ministry,
tako da će služba,
should be speaking comfort to the hearts of God's elect.
Govoriti sa utešno srcima izabranih.
Do you believe that?
Da li verujete?
And it says, speak ye.
I kaže, govori.
It's coming through words.
To dolazi kroz reči.
And it also says crying unto her.
I također kaže viči ka njoj.
So it's not a city.
Dakle, to nije samo grad.
It's a people.
Već to je narod, ljudi.
You're not a city.
Vi niste grad.
You are a people.
Već ste narod.
And when the Holy Spirit speaks to you,
kada vam Sveti Duh govori,
he's to speak comforting words.
On će vam govoriti reči utehe.
In other words, that's the atmosphere and the approach.
Drugim rečima, to je atmosfera ili pristup.
It is not just judgment to the bride.
To nije samo neki sud nevesti.
It is not the law to the bride.
To nije zakon dat nevesti.
It is not harshness to the bride.
To nije ukor nevesti.
It is comfort to the bride.
Znači, to je uteha nevesti.
Speak ye comfortably to her.
Govori utešnjo njoj. Uteši je.
In verse 3 to verse 5.
A onda od striha trećeg pa do petog stiha.
Speaking of the ministry of John the Baptist.
Ovdje se govori o službi Jovana Krstitelja.
That was the first forerunner of Christ.
Koji je bio prvi Hristov preteča.
And the voice of him that cried in the wilderness.
I kaže da je to glas koji viče u divljini.
To prepare the way of the Lord.
Da bi se pripremio put Gospodu.
And we're in his second coming, Christ's second coming.
A mi se nalazimo u njegovom drugom dolasku.
And there's a ministry that has prepared the way of Christ.
I postoji služba koja priprema put Hristu.
And if you look in the scripture here,
i ako gledate ovdje u citate pisma,
as it was in the days of John the Baptist,
kao što je bilo to u danima Jovana Krstitelja.
When the Bible says about the mountains shall be made low.
Kao što Biblija kaže da će planine biti poravnate.
And the valleys would be exalted.
A doline će biti podignute.
And the crooked will be made straight.
A neravnine će se poravnati.
They were thinking of natural mountains and natural valleys.
Oni su mislili da su to prirodne planine i doline.
But God was thinking of the people.
Ali Bog je i dalje mislio o ljudima.
That all the crooked ways would be made straight.
A sve te krivine budu poravnate.
And all the high mountains would be brought down low.
Sve visine budu sporavnate.
And the valleys would be brought back up.
A sve doline da se uzdignu gore.
To prepare the way for Christ.
Da bi se pripremio put za Krista.
And that's what we believe in our day, in the second coming of Christ.
To je ono što mi vjerujemo u našem danu, u drugom Hristovom dolasku.
That the message has brought an atmosphere.
Da je poruka donela jednu atmosferu.
And an approach for the believer.
I jedan pristup za vernika.
For us to live in our promised land.
Da bi mi živjeli kao pojedinci u obećanoj zemlji.
And the believer's promised land.
A za vernika obećana zemlja
is not heaven.
To nije nebo.
It is not the millennium.
Niti je to milenium.
Our promised land.
Naša obećana zemlja
is our life.
Naš život.
In the Holy Ghost.
U Svetom Duhu.
Do we believe that?
Da li vjerujemo u to?
So we've got to come out of Egypt. Egypt.
Tako mi moramo izaći iz Egipta.
Which is the world.
Što je svet.
And we've got to come through the wilderness.
I moramo proći i kroz pustinju.
Some might still be in Egypt.
Neko je možda još u Egiptu.
Some people here might still be in a desert wilderness.
A neki ljudi koji su ovdje možda se nalaze još uvijek u pustinji.
But the word is calling to you to come to the promised land.
Ali reč vas poziva da dođete u obećanu zemlju.
Come into what God has for you.
Dođite u ono što Bog ima za vas.
Don't you want all that God has for you?
Zar ne želite da imate sve što Bog ima za vas?
Do you want all that He has for you?
Zar ne želite da imate baš sve?
But there's an atmosphere that this word brings to our hearts.
A postoji jedna atmosfera koju ova reč donosi na naša srca.
In verse 6.
A reč stih 6.
This is Isaiah 40 verse 6.
Isaija 46.
The voice said, cry.
Glas govori, viči.
So it is not just speaking softly to us.
Dakle, to nije neki mekani, nežni govor prema.
But it's a cry out of the word.
Već to je povik koji dolazi iz reči.
The word has a voice.
Reč ima svoj glas.
It's a shout to gather us together.
To je vika koja treba da nas okupi zajedno.
It's a voice of the resurrection.
To je glas uskrsnuća.
And one day the trump of God shall sound.
A jednog dana će se oglasiti trumpa Božija.
And the dead in Christ shall rise. And we which are alive and remain,
a mi koji smo živi i preostali,
we're going to be joined together with him. Isn't that a great day?
Zar to nije veliki dan?
That could happen tonight.
To se može desiti čak večeras.
Could happen in the morning.
Ili sutra ujutru.
When the resurrection would sound.
Kada počne uskrsnuće.
Oh, I long for that day.
Oh, ja čestim za tih dana.
Believers that we've been brought under a message.
Ja vjerujem da mi kao vjernici koji smo dovedeni pod
that, that has brought that promise.
Koja je donijela to obećanje.
So real to us.
Učinila nam ga tako stvarnim.
That we have to believe.
Da mi to moramo vjerovati.
That we are the generation.
Da smo mi baš ta generacija.
That will experience the change.
Koja će iskusiti tu promjenu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 8.
Dakle, stih 8.
As the scripture says, the people is as grass.
Kao što pismo kaže da je narod kao trava.
The grass withereth.
Trava uvene.
The flower fadeth.
A cvet otpadne.
And we're all getting older here.
A mi ovdje svi starimo.
Amen.
Since the start of this service, we're all getting older.
Već od samog početka službe, već smo malo stariji.
Our life is withering.
Naš život polako vene.
Our flower of our youth is passing away.
Cvet naše mladosti polako prolazi.
I'm glad the Bible doesn't stop there.
Ali meni je drago da Biblija nije stala ovdje.
It says the word of our God.
Ali kaže, ali reč našeg Boga.
Shall stand forever.
Zauvijek ostati.
Amen.
Amen.
When Serbia is long gone.
Kada Srbija već bude odavno propala.
Or Croatia or Poland.
I Hrvatska i Poljska.
Whatever country you're from is all gone.
Daste, kada već sve propadne.
The word of God will stand.
Reč Božija će ostati.
And you will stand.
A i vi ćete opstati.
If you're holding to the word of God.
Ako se samo držite za Božju reč.
Praise God.
Slava Gospodu.
Amen. Verse 9, the Bible says.
9. stih kaže Biblija.
That these are good tidings.
Ovo su dobri
good tidings, deseci. Happiness.
Med meseci. Aha, puta, okay. Ovo su dobre vesti, dobre glasovi dobri. Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
Because Jonathan said it was right. So that's right.
Amen.
The gospel is good news.
Evanđelje je radosna vest.
How many of you remember as children?
Koliko se vas sećate kao deca?
I know, remember when I was a young boy.
Ja se sećam kad sam ja bio mlad dečak.
I didn't like to take a pill.
Nisam želeo da uzmem tabletu.
Didn't like to swallow pills.
Nisam voleo da progutam tabletu.
But my mother knew what I needed.
Ali majka je znala šta je meni potrebno.
And you have to take the medicine.
I morala je nekako da mi da taj lek.
It'll help you and make you better.
Pomoći će ti, ozdravit ćeš.
It's just like the gospel.
To je baš kao i sa evanđeljem.
It's a gospel.
To je Božja pilula.
Oh yeah. We got to take the pill of the gospel.
Mi moramo uzeti pilule evanđelja.
We got to swallow it down on the inside.
Moramo je popiti da uđe unutra.
Because God knows it's going to make us better.
Zato što Bog zna da ćemo toga ozdraviti.
Amen.
Amen.
I want you to notice verse 10.
Želim da zapazite također u 10. stihu.
Notice how he comes.
Zapazite samo kako dolazi.
The Bible says the Lord God will come with a strong hand.
Biblija kaže da će Gospod Bog doći sa snažnom rukom.
With a strong hand.
Sa snažnom rukom.
Total deliverance.
Sa potpunim oslobođenjem.
We don't believe in halfway deliverance.
Mi ne vjerujemo u napolovična oslobođenja, polovična oslobođenja.
We believe in total deliverance.
Mi vjerujemo u potpuno oslobođenje.
Being filled with the Holy Ghost.
Da budemo ispunjeni Duhom Svetim.
And I would like my cup to run over.
A ja želim da mi se čaša preliva.
Wouldn't you like that, brother Janko?
Da li vidite, ti to voliš, brate Janko?
Our cups to run over.
Da se čaša preliva.
Amen.
Amen.
So notice how he comes.
Zapazite kako on dolazi.
It's with a strong hand.
Sa jakom mišicom.
And notice what he does and how he does it.
I vidite kako to radi i šta čini.
If you've got your Bible open in verse 11.
Ako imate samo Biblije u 11. stihu otvorene.
Notice how he comes.
Zapazite kako dolazi.
He shall feed his flock like a shepherd.
Kao pastir pašće stado svoje.
The Lord,
Gospod,
is my shepherd.
Je moj pastir.
And he shall gather the lambs with his arm.
I on će sakupiti svoje jagnjad u svoje naručje.
Remember, his arm is strong.
Sjetite se, ruke su mu snažne.
So he's going to gather the lambs with his arm.
I on će skupiti u svoje naručje svoje jaganjce.
And he's going to carry them in his bosom.
I u njedrima će ih nositi.
That's up close to his heart.
To je toliko blizu njegovog srca.
He's our El Shaddai.
On je naš El Shaddai.
The great breasted one.
To je onaj sa velikim prsima.
It's the old and the new testament.
To je i u starom i u novom zavetu.
As Christ would hold us to his bosom.
Kako nas Hrist drži na svojim grudima.
That as a nursing mother would hold their little child.
Kao kada dojilja drži svoje malo dojenče.
And that child would nurse strength from the mother.
A to dojenče će crpiti snagu iz svoje majke.
So God knew that you and I in this day.
I tako je i Bog znao da vi i ja u ovom danu
would need El Shaddai to be among us.
Da će nam potreban biti El Shaddai među nama.
The great breasted one.
Onaj sa velikim prsima.
The one that is able to give us strength.
Onaj iz koji će biti u stanju da nam da snagu.
And to give us nourishment.
I da nas da nam da mleko i
to give us the vitamins that we need.
Da nam da potrebne vitamine.
And God would allow a minister to come behind the platform.
A Bog će dopustiti da dođe propovednik iza propovedaonice.
And speak into your heart.
I da govori vašem srcu.
What you need for a rapture.
Ono što je vama potrebno za uznesenje.
Amen.
Amen.
Because the bride is pregnant.
Zato što je nevesta trudna.
With Jesus Christ.
Sa Isusom Hristom.
And he wants you to be changed.
A on želi da vi budete promijenjeni.
And go on a rapture.
I da idete u uznesenje.
So he's here to give you vitamins.
Tako on je ovdje da bi vam dao vitamine.
To give you comfort.
Da vas utrši.
As a mother's breast brings comfort to a fretting child.
Majčino njedra daju utehu maloj bebi.
That's what these meetings are all about.
Zbog toga su ovi skupovi.
That's what these services are all about.
Zbog toga su ove službe.
Is that he would bring comfort to our hearts.
Da bi on govorio utešno našem srcu.
Isn't that why you've come?
Zar niste zbog toga došli?
Isn't that why we're here?
Zar nismo zbog toga ovdje?
Is that he would pour into our lives?
Da bi on bio izliven u naše živote?
What we have need of?
Ono što je nama potrebno?
Oh, come Lord Jesus.
Dođi Gospode Isuse.
Let the atmosphere be right.
Neka atmosfera bude ispravna.
Let the approach be right.
Neka pristup bude ispravan.
He's going to feed his flock like a shepherd.
On će nahraniti svoje stado kao pastir.
He's going to gather the lambs.
Skupit će jaganjce.
With his arm.
Sa svojim rukama.
Remember Jesus spoke to Peter.
Sjetite se da Isus govorio Petru.
And he said feed my sheep.
I rekao je pasi moje jaganjce.
Feed my sheep.
Pasi moje jaganjce.
Feed my lambs.
Pasi moju jagnjad.
So the older ones are sheep.
Tako ta starija su već ovce.
But our younger ones are like lambs.
Naša omladina je kao mladi jaganjci.
He spoke to Peter.
On je govorio Petru.
Feed my sheep.
Pasi moje ovce.
Take care of the older ones.
Brini se i za te starije.
But don't forget my lambs.
Ali ne zaboravi moju malu jagnjad.
Don't forget the younger ones.
Ne zaboravi te mlade.
And he's not going to forget you these meetings either.
I on vas neće također zaboraviti ni na ovim skupovima.
He's going to gather the lambs.
On će skupiti jagnjad.
With his arm.
U svoje naručje.
And the Bible says,
i Biblija kaže,
he's going to carry them
da će ih nositi
in his bosom,
na njedrima,
and shall gently lead those that are with young.
I da će voditi polako one koji su mladi, mlade jagance.
That's the approach of the Holy Spirit.
Tako funkcioniše ili deluje Sveti Duh.
When we are with young, when we're bringing forth this Christ child.
Kad smo mi sa mladima i donosimo ovog Hrista kao detetu ga predstavljamo.
The Bible says he gently leads us.
Biblija kaže da nas on nežno vodi.
Isn't the word so wonderful?
Zar nije reč predivna?
David said in two places in the scripture.
David je rekao na dva mesta u Bibliji.
In 2 Samuel 22.
U drugoj Samuelovoj 22.
And then Psalms chapter 18.
A u Psalmu 18.
Thy gentleness hath made me great.
Od tvoje nežnosti mi je dobro.
And David was a man after God's own heart.
A David je bio čovjek po vlastitom Božjem srcu.
And David was saying, thy gentleness hath made me great.
A David kaže, od tvoje nežnosti mi je dobro.
So it wasn't with harshness.
Tako to nije grubost.
It wasn't with rudeness.
Ne tvrdo.
But it was with gentleness.
Već nežno.
And friends, that is how the Holy Spirit deals with a heart.
I to je kako Sveti Duh će delovati s našim.
It is always with gentleness.
To je uvek blago nežno.
Thy gentleness,
tvoja nežnost,
will make the bride great.
Tvoje nežnosti će biti dobro tvojoj nevesti.
Amen.
Amen.
Galatians chapter 5.
Takođe Galaćanima 5.
Brother Paul spoke of this.
Ovde brat Pavle govori.
When he was speaking of the fruits of the Spirit.
Kada je govorio o rodovima duha.
In Galatians 5:22.
Galaćanima 5:22.
When he spoke of the fruits of the Spirit.
Kada govori o rodovima duha.
Being love.
Ljubav.
Joy.
Radost.
Peace.
Mir.
Long suffering.
Dugotrpljenje.
Gentleness.
Nežnost.
Gentleness.
Nežnost.
Isn't that what your Bible says?
Zar ne kaže to i naša Biblija?
It's part of the fruits of the Spirit.
To je čak deo duhovnog roda.
And goodness.
Dobrota.
And faith.
I vera.
And meekness.
I poniznost.
This is the atmosphere.
To je atmosfera.
And this is the approach.
To je pristup.
Of Christ to his people.
Krista ka njegovim ljudima.
I believe we can all say amen to that.
Verujem da svi možemo reći amen na to.
Because he has never been rude to you.
Zato što on nikada nije bio grub prema
vama. He will never abuse you.
On vas nikad nije nešto zloupotrebio.
Because he's a perfect husband.
Zato što je on savršeni muž.
And you're a wonderful wife.
A vi ste predivna žena.
So his gentleness.
Tako njegova nežnost.
Will make you great.
Od nje će vam biti dobro.
Amen. So I want to ask you some questions tonight.
Želim postaviti neka pitanja večeras.
On our first service.
Odmah na prvoj službi.
Are we losing the right atmosphere and the approach in the message?
Da li mi gubimo polako pravu atmosferu i pravi pristup u poruci?
Have we got so caught up in the mechanics?
Da li smo toliko zahvaćeni ili obuzeti mehanikom?
That we forget the importance of the dynamics.
Da smo zaboravili važnost dinamike.
Because we need both of them.
Zato što su nam obe stvari potrebne.
Amen. Amen. We need the mechanics.
Nama je potrebna mehanika.
But we have to have the dynamics.
Moramo imati i dinamiku.
And so many try to work with one or the other.
I mnogi pokušavaju da rade ili s jednim ili s drugim.
They try to have all the fire and all the passion and all the spirit.
Svu vatru, svu strast, svog duha.
But they forget the mechanics.
A onda zaborave mehaniku.
And then some have all the mechanics.
A neki uspeju da imaju svu mehaniku.
They have all the teaching.
Da imaju svo učenje.
They have all the church order.
Imaju sav crkveni red.
But they lack the fire.
Ali su propustili vatru.
And they lack the passion.
I propustili su da imaju strast.
And God is here to give you both.
A Bog je ovde da vam da obe stvari zajedno.
Spirit and truth.
I duha i istinu.
Because Jesus said.
Zato što je Isus
rekao. That a true worshipper.
Da će pravi štovalac.
Will worship me.
Će me slaviti.
Speaking of Christ.
Govori se o Hristu.
Jesus Christ.
Ovde Isus Hrist govori.
A true worshipper.
Da će onaj pravi štovalac.
Will worship him.
Proslavljati njega.
In spirit and in truth.
I u istinu.
And I believe we're true worshippers.
Ja verujem da smo mi oni pravi što proslavljamo. Pravi štovatelji.
So God is coming in this very first service.
Tako da Bog dolazi već na ovoj prvoj službi.
And he's asking you
I pita vas
about your approach.
Što se tiče vašeg pristupa.
And what is the atmosphere like around you?
I kakvu to imate atmosferu oko sebe?
You say, well, we have the word.
Vi kažete, ali mi imamo reč.
We have the fullness of the word.
Imamo puninu reči.
And I say amen to that.
I ja kažem amen na to.
But if we have the word,
ali ako već imamo reč,
which is Christ,
što jeste Hrist,
and he is a person,
a on je osoba,
then we also will have a spirit with that word.
A moramo imati I duha sa tom reči.
There will be an atmosphere that's created.
Da se oko nas stvori jedna čitava atmosfera.
There'll be a certain attitude of the people.
Da ljudi imaju određen odnos prema stvarima.
It's their approach to the Messiah.
Način njihovog pristupa prema Mesiji.
Because he's preparing your heart for a change.
Zato što on vaše srce sprema za promjenu.
And friends, we can't always live down here like this.
I prijatelji, mi možemo uvek ovako živjeti na ovaj način.
He's come down in the season of time.
On dolazi tačno u određeno vrijeme.
To bring us up to eternity.
Da bi nas odveo u večnost.
Time had a beginning.
Je vrijeme imalo početak.
Time will have an end.
Vrijeme mora imati kraj.
But eternity is forever.
Večnost obuhvata sve zauvek.
And if you have eternal life,
ako imate večni život,
then that seed in your soul,
onda to seme u vašoj duši,
it never had a beginning,
nikad nije imalo početak,
and it will never have an end,
I nikad neće imati kraja.
You came from God,
vi ste došli od Boga,
and you are going back to God,
vraćate se nazad Bogu,
and there's nothing in this life,
I nema ništa u ovom životu,
that is gonna stop God's purpose,
to će sprečiti Božju svrhu.
Can you say amen to that? Do you believe that? God's called you for a purpose.
Bog vas je pozvao sa svrhom.
You are here for a reason.
Vi ste ovdje zbog nekog razloga.
And Satan cannot stop that purpose.
Satana neće zaustaviti tu svrhu.
Though he has tried very hard.
Iako se veoma trudi u tome.
He's tried to stop you and me.
On pokušava zaustaviti I vas I mene.
From coming to these meetings.
Samo da bi došli već na ovaj skup.
But God has the victory.
Ali Bog je imao pobjedu.
And we are his victory.
A mi smo njegova pobjeda.
And he is here to give us the supernatural.
On je ovdje da bi nam dao nadprirodno.
And I want to see the supernatural.
A ja želim vidjeti ovdje nadprirodno.
I mean, want to see the supernatural.
Koliko vas želi da vidi nadprirodno ovdje?
The greatest miracle.
Hallelujah.
The greatest miracle.
Najveće čudo.
That can happen in a heart.
Koje se može desiti unutar našeg srca.
Is not for the dead to come back to life.
To nije da bi se neki mrtav vratio u život.
It is not just for natural eyes to come open.
To nije da se prirodne oči otvore.
But it is for someone that is spiritually dead.
Već to je da neko koji je duhovno mrtav.
And spiritually blind.
I duhovno slep.
For them to come back to life.
Da se on vrati u život.
For them to rise out of the world.
Da oni izađu iz sveta.
Come out of her, my people.
Izađi iz nje, moj narod.
And be ye separate, saith the Lord.
Odvojite se, kaže Gospod.
That's his attitude.
To je način njegovog delovanja.
And I would encourage you.
I želim vas ohrabriti.
In these next few services.
Na ovih nekoliko skupova.
That if the Holy Spirit.
Da Sveti Duh.
Tugs on your heart.
Počne da vuče vaše srce.
Don't turn him away.
Ako se to desi, nemojte leđa okrenuti tome.
Don't turn the Holy Spirit away.
Nemojte okrenuti leđa Svetom Duhu.
He's here to give you life.
On je tu da bi vam doneo život.
And life more abundantly.
I to život u izobilju.
He's here to fill you with the Holy Ghost.
On je tu da vas ispuni sa Svetim Duhom.
He's here to set you free.
On je tu da vam da slobodu.
He's here to give you the fullness of that life.
On je da vam da puninu tog života.
Amen.
Amen.
So I want you to focus.
Ja želim da usredsredite pažnju.
I know many of you are weary in your body.
Znam da ste mnogi od vas umorni u telu.
And we've driven a long ways and we've flown ourselves over 24 hours.
Vozili dugo i ja sam leteo skoro 24 sata.
But we are not here just for emotion.
Ali mi nismo ovdje da zadovoljimo neku emociju.
We are not just here for fellowship.
Niti smo ovdje samo radi zajedništva.
We are not just here for good food.
Niti smo ovdje da bi se dobro najeli.
We aren't just here to have meetings.
Mi niti smo ovdje samo da bi imali skup.
We are here.
Mi se nalazimo ovdje.
So that when we each one go back home.
Tako da kada svaki od nas se vrati kući.
That our spiritual lives.
Da bi naš duhovni život.
Has been changed.
Bio izmijenjen.
Can you say amen? So that when we go back home,
tako kada se vratimo kući,
our love relationship,
da taj odnos ljubavi,
with Jesus Christ,
sa Isusom Hristom,
well, it would have been furthered.
Još više napreduje napred.
I want to know him more.
Želim ga još više znati.
I want him to fill my heart.
Želim da on ispuni moje srce.
I want to surrender.
Želim se predati.
You can lift your hands.
Da li možete podići ruku?
I want to surrender.
Želim da mu se predam.
I want to humble myself.
Želim se poniziti.
I want to humble myself to God.
Želim se poniziti pred Bogom.
I want to humble myself to my brothers.
Želim se poniziti pred braćom.
My precious sisters.
Pred mojim dragim sestrama.
Because we all need help.
Zato što nama je svima potrebna pomoć.
We need you, Lord.
Nama si potreban, Gospode.
And unless you come on the scene,
ako ti ne dođeš na scenu,
we will leave her the same.
Mi ćemo odavde otići jednaki.
Or we will be worse.
Ili ćemo otići još gore.
I'm not going to leave here like I came.
Neću da odem takav sa ovog kampa.
I'm going to leave here on a higher plane.
Ja želim da odem odavde na jednoj višoj razini.
From glory to glory.
Iz slave u slavu.
I believe that with all my heart.
Verujem to od sveg svog srca.
Amen. Do you have time for a couple more scriptures?
Imate li vremena za još koji citat iz Biblije?
Luke chapter 4.
Dakle, Luka 4. Četvrta glava Evanđelja po Luci.
Luke chapter 4.
Luka četvrta glava.
Verse 16.
Dakle, od 16. stiha.
Luke chapter 4 verse 16.
Luka 4:16.
Remember the atmosphere.
Upamtite atmosfera.
And the approach.
I pristup.
In the promised land.
U obećanoj zemlji.
So we are not in the world.
Dakle, mi nismo u svetu.
And let me just say this here tonight.
Samo da vam ovo kažem večeras.
Neither are we in a wilderness.
A niti smo u pustinji.
The bride is not in a wilderness.
Nevesta se ne nalazi u pustinji.
We are in our promised land.
Mi se nalazimo u obećanoj zemlji.
Amen. And in the promised land.
A u obećanoj zemlji.
There was wars and there were battles.
Bili su ratovi i bitke i borbe.
And that's what's going to be happening during these services.
I to će se dešavati baš tokom ovih službi.
We are all fighting.
Mi se svi zajedno borimo.
In the greatest battle that's ever been fought.
Najvećoj bitki koja je ikad bila vođena.
And we are warriors.
I mi smo ratnici.
We are warriors.
Mi smo ratnici.
And we will fight for our land.
I borimo se za našu zemlju.
We will fight for your land.
Borimo se za tvoju zemlju.
We will believe with you.
Mi verujemo zajedno sa vama.
We will believe for you.
Verujemo čak i za vas.
How many warriors are here?
Koliko ovdje ima ratnika?
I'm in the Lord's army.
Ja sam u Gospodnjoj vojsci.
I'm in the Lord's army.
Ja se nalazim u Gospodnjoj vojsci.
Onward, Christian soldiers.
Onda napred, hrišćanski vojnici.
So look in Luke chapter 4 verse 16.
Luka 4:16.
I want you to notice Jesus in his first coming.
Želim da zapazite Isusa u njegovom prvom dolasku.
And watch his approach and watch the effects of his the word.
I zapazite kako je on pristupio i kakve je efekte proizvela reč.
The Bible says he came to Nazareth.
Biblija je rekla da je on došao u Nazaret.
Where he had been brought up.
Gdje bješe odrastao.
And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read.
I uđe po običaju svom u dan subotni u zbornicu i ustade da čita.
And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written.
I daše mu knjigu proroka Isaije i otvoriše knjigu, nađe mjesto gdje biješe napisano.
I think we read out of the book Isaiah tonight.
Ja mislim da smo i mi čitamo večeras iz te knjige Isaije. Da smo čitali.
Didn't we?
Zar nismo čitali iz Isaije već večeras?
So Jesus said in verse 18.
Sada Isus ovdje kaže u 18. stihu.
The spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Duh je Gospodnji na meni.
Because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
Zato me pomaza da javim evanđelje siromasima.
He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
Posla me da iscelim skrušene u srcu.
To preach deliverance to the captives.
Da propovedam zarobljenima da će se otpustiti.
And recovering of sight to the blind.
I slepima da će progledati.
And to set at liberty them that are bruised.
I da otpustim sužnje.
To preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
I da propovedam prijatnu godinu Gospodnju.
And he closed the book.
I zatvorivši otvoriši knjigu.
And he gave it again to the minister.
I dade sluzi propovedniku.
And he sat down.
Pa sede.
And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him.
I svi u zbornici gledahu na njega.
Verse 21.
I stih 21.
And he began to say unto them.
I poče im govoriti.
This day.
Danas se.
Is this scripture.
Izvrši ovo pismo.
Fulfilled in your ears.
U vašim ušima.
Amen.
Amen.
So Jesus found the word for his day.
Dakle, Isus je našao reč za svoj dan.
He found the anointing that was being spread out for that hour.
I našao je pomazanje koje je bilo izniveno za taj čas.
And friends, the bride must find the day that we're living in.
Prijatelji, i nevesta mora pronaći dan u kome mi živimo.
And the anointing that has already been waved over us.
I pomazanje sa kojima je već bilo mahano nad nama.
Because we have already been anointed with a rapture message.
Zato što mi moramo biti pomazani porukom za uzdesenje.
It's already been waved over the field.
To je već mahano nad poljem.
The message has been waved over us.
Porukom je mahano nad nama.
Do you remember that?
Da li se sećate toga?
In the Old Testament.
Još u starom zavetu.
When you planted a garden.
Kada su kupili u polju.
And you put the seed in the ground.
Ali kad, izvinite, kada su sejali seme u baštu.
Okay.
Okay.
And then it would come up out of the ground.
I onda iz zemlje bi niklo seme.
And then when it grew up through the times.
I onda bi kroz vreme ono naraslo.
The first ones that came to maturity.
Prvi deo bi oni semena koji su došli u zrelo stanje.
They would cut down that those mature ones.
Oni bi posekli to zrelo klasje.
They would bring it to the high priest.
I onda bi to zrelo klasje donosili prvosveštenik.
And the priest would wave that over the field.
A prvosveštenik bi time mahao nad tim poljem.
It was a sign.
To je bio jedan znak.
That there's more in the field.
Da ima još takvih u polju.
That will also come to maturity.
Koji će takođe doći do zrelosti.
And that was you and me.
A to ste vi i ja.
We were in the field.
Mi smo u polju.
And the message has been waved over us.
A sa porukom je mahano nad nama.
These are promises.
To su ta obećanja.
This is thus saith the Lord.
Tako kaže Gospod.
That as the message came to maturity.
Tako da dok poruka dolazi do zrelosti.
In a prophet's voice.
U glasu proroka.
And it was waved over the people.
I time je bilo mahano nad ljudima.
That was evident.
To je bio dokaz.
That there's more out in that field of the earth.
U tom polju ima još takvih.
And some of you were in Croatia.
Neki od vas iz Hrvatske.
Your fathers and mothers were in former Yugoslavia.
Vaši očevi, majke koji ste iz bivše Jugoslavije.
Some of you are from Germany.
Neki ste čak iz Nemačke.
From Poland.
Neki iz Poljske.
From America.
Neki iz Amerike.
From Australia.
Neki iz Australije.
From New Zealand.
Iz Novog Zelanda.
We've come from all over the world.
Mi smo sa svih strana sveta.
But we were laying in the earth.
Ali bili smo u zemlji.
But these promises were waved over this generation.
A obećanjima je mahano nad ovom generacijom.
Saying that there's more that will come to maturity.
To govori da ima još onih koji će doći do zrelosti.
Friends, you have to come to maturity.
Prijatelji, vi morate sazreti.
It's already in that seed.
To se već nalazi u tom semenu.
It's already in your heart.
To je već u vašem srcu.
Do you believe that?
Da li verujete u to?
And as a prophet came to maturity.
Pošto je prorok došao do zrelosti.
From the early part of his ministry.
U svom ranom delu svoje službe.
Until the latter part of his ministry.
Pa do kasnijeg dela svoje službe.
Coming up into the third pull.
I došao je sve do trećeg poteza.
Which is the spoken word.
Što je izgovorena reč.
So the bride of Christ.
Tako i nevesta Hristova.
Will develop over the years.
Se razvijala kroz godine.
Until she has the same character.
Dok ne dođe do istog karaktera.
Remember friends, it's character.
Upamtite prijatelji, radi se o karakteru.
That's the only thing you can take with you.
To je jedina stvar koju ćete poneti sa sobom.
I wonder what's in your character tonight.
Pitam se šta je u vašem karakteru večeras.
We say the phrase sometimes.
Mi nekad kažemo jednu kao frazu.
That person's just a character.
Ta osoba je pravi karakter.
They're just a character.
Baš je pravi karakter.
Well, friends, we need the character of Christ.
Dakle, prijatelji, nama je potreban Hristo.
Would you agree with that?
Jel se slažete sa tim?
We need his life.
Nama je potreban njegov život.
In the seed.
Koji je u semenu.
To be quickened.
Da bude oživljen.
And to come up out of the ground.
I da iznikne iz zemlje.
It wasn't the first one that came out of the ground.
To nije bio samo prvi koji je došao iz zemlje.
It was the first one that came to maturity.
Prvi koji je došao do zrelosti.
And Pentecost Pentecost came out of the ground first.
Pentecost je najprej došao iz zemlje.
But they weren't ready for a rapture.
Ali nisu bili spremni za uznesenje.
Neither was the Dark Ages, the people ready for a rapture.
U mračnim dobima su ljudi bili spremni za uznesenje.
Luther's day didn't produce a rapture.
Luterov dan nije proizveo uznesenje.
Wesley's day didn't produce a rapture.
Wesleyev dan nije proizveo uznesenje.
And Pentecost in 1900s didn't produce a rapture.
Pentecost početku 20. veka nije proizveo uznesenje.
This message will produce the rapture.
Ova poruka će proizvesti.
Hallelujah. Because it's already began.
Zato što je već sve počelo.
The rapture's already began.
Uznesenje je već počelo.
It started with a shout.
To je počelo sa vikom.
To gather the people together.
Da se skupe ljudi zajedno.
That's why we can come from all these different countries, friends.
Zato mi možemo biti skupljeni iz svih tih zemalja.
And still be in a unity.
A i dalje biti u jedinstvu.
And still be saying the same thing.
A i dalje biti ista stvar.
Because it's the same Holy Ghost.
Zato što je to isti Sveti Duh.
And he's not two.
A on nije dvoje.
He's not three.
On nije troje.
He's one.
Već jedan.
And the Holy Ghost in you?
Sveti Duh u vama.
The Holy Ghost in me?
Sveti Duh u meni.
Holy Ghost in the prophet?
Sveti Duh u proroku.
It's the same message.
To je ista poruka.
Same voice.
Isti glas.
Same life.
Isti život.
Same atmosphere.
Ista atmosfera.
Same approach.
Isti pristup.
It's the same promised land.
To je ista obećana zemlja.
But I want you to notice here in Luke chapter 4.
No želim da vi zapazite ovdje u Luci četvrta glava.
And I'm watching the time.
I ja pazim na vrijeme.
Verse 18.
18. stih.
Jesus said that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Isus je rekao, Duh je Gospodnji na meni.
Because he hath anointed me.
Zato me je pomazao.
I want you to notice these five things.
Želim da zapazite ovih pet stvari.
To preach to the poor.
Da propovedam siromasima.
Number two.
Broj dva.
To heal the brokenhearted.
Broj dva je da iscelim one koji su skrušenog srca.
And we could stop and spend a lot of time on these things.
I mogli bi stati i provesti puno vremena na ovim stvarima.
But I'm sure some of you have seen lives of believers.
Ali siguran sam da su neki od vas vidjeli živote vernika.
Who have a broken heart.
Koji su imali slomljeno srce, skrušeno srce.
Their hearts have been broken.
Srca su im bila skrušena.
Do you have people like that here?
Da li ovdje ima takvih ljudi?
Their hearts have been broken.
Srca su im bila skrušena.
Because of what they've seen.
Zbog onog što su vidjeli.
Because of what they've had to go through.
Zbog onoga što su prošli u životu.
Jesus said.
Isus je rekao.
That the anointing that was on him.
Da to pomazanje koje je bilo na njemu.
Would heal the broken hearted.
Će isceliti skrušene u srcu.
I may believe that.
Koliko vas to veruje?
Amen.
That means he has the ability.
To znači da on ima mogućnost, sposobnost
to bring something wonderful out of confusion.
Da iz jedne konfuzije izvuče nešto predivno.
Something that's just all fallen apart in many pieces.
Nešto što se upravo raspada na mnoge komadiće.
But in the presence of this word.
Ali u prisutnosti ove reči.
He can heal your broken heart.
Izlečiti to slomljeno srce.
In these next few days.
U narednih nekoliko dana.
I believe that.
Da li vjerujete u to?
Number three.
Kao broj tri.
To preach deliverance to the captives.
Da objavim slobodu zatočenicima.
To preach deliverance to the captives.
Da propovedam slobodu onima koji su zarobljeni.
Number four.
Kao broj četiri.
The recovering of sight to the blind.
Obnova vida slepcima.
That means things that used to be not so clear.
To znači da stvari koje nisu delovale tako jasne.
For him to just make them clear.
On ih jednostavno razjasni.
We need a revival of simplicity.
Nama je potrebno probuđenje u jednostavnosti.
Amen. That's what he preached before the seven seals.
To je ono što je propovedao pre sedam pečata.
God hidden and revealed in simplicity.
Bog skriven i otkriven u jednostavnosti.
And what was the very next message after the seals?
A šta je bila sljedeća poruka odmah?
God in simplicity.
Bog u jednostavnosti.
So right in between God in simplicity.
Upravo između tu gdje je Bog u jednostavnosti.
And revealed in the same is the seven seals.
I otkrivenje je u stvari sedam pečata.
Amen.
Amen.
And the last thing in verse 5.
Posljednja stvar u petom, kao peta stvar.
To set at liberty them that are bruised.
Ovdje piše da otpustim sužnje.
How many has ever had a bruise before?
Koliko je od vas bilo ranije ranjeno, da tako kažem?
Our brother Ray Thompson had one on the airplane coming here.
Jedan brat Ray Thompson imao jednog na avionu.
And he's a real tall man.
A bio je, on je zaista visok čovjek.
This is a long, long shirt.
Ovo je jedna dugačka košulja.
But he was walking in the airplane.
A on je hodao kroz avion.
And there was a real low step.
I bio jedan mali stepenik.
And he hit his leg against that.
I udario je baš nogu u to.
And it caused the bruise.
I to je proizvelo povredu.
It caused an injury.
To je proizvelo jednu povredu.
And you know, a person can be walking around.
I znate, osoba može da hoda okolo.
They can be lifting their hands and singing songs.
Može da bude uzdignutih ruku i da peva pesme.
They could have long hair and a long dress.
Može da ima dugu kosu, duge haljine.
There might be a brother with nice short hair and looks very nice.
Može biti brat kratko, lepo ošišan, koji je veoma lepog izgleda.
But they might have a bruise.
Ali možda imaju neku povredu.
Something deep down inside of the heart.
Nešto duboko u srcu.
And God wants to set at liberty.
A Bog želi tu da oslobodi
them that have been bruised
od tog bola, od te povrede.
Amen. May God grant that in these meetings.
Neka vam Bog daruje to na ovim skupovima.
Let's just close with our last scripture.
Da završimo sa zadnjim citatom pisma.
In Isaiah chapter 58.
Isaija 58.
I had some more notes for tonight.
Imam još neke beleške za večeras.
But I think we'll just move that to another service.
Ali mislim da ćemo to preneti u sljedeću službu.
So we don't weary you.
Tako nećemo vas smoriti.
Isaiah chapter 58.
Isaija 58. glava.
Are we all together?
Da li smo još svi zajedno?
Maybe we can stand to our feet.
Da li možemo ustati na noge?
As we just read this last scripture together.
Hajde da pročitamo ovo posljednje pismo zajedno.
Isaiah chapter 58 verse 4.
58:4.
Behold, ye fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high.
Eto, postite da se prete i svađate, i da bijete pesnicama bezbožno. Nemojte postiti tako kao danas, da bi se čuo gore glas vaš.
Now God then asking them a question in verse 5.
Sad ih Bog ovdje pita u petom stihu pitanje.
Is it such a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush? That means like shame. And to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord?
Takav je post koji izabrah da čovjek muči dušu svoju jedan dan, da savija glavu svoju kao sita, i da stere pod poda se kostrijet i pepel. To li ćeš zvati post i dan ugodan Gospodu?
I believe these are good questions.
Vjerujem da su ovo veoma dobra pitanja.
Would you agree?
Da li se slažete?
Are we supposed to come to these meetings?
Zar mi treba da dolazimo na ove skupove?
To just be afflicted?
Samo da bi bili povređeni?
To just bow our heads down like a bulrush?
Da se savijamo dole glavo ovako?
Is the bride supposed to be defeated?
Zar nevesta treba da bude poražena?
Are we supposed to allow spirits of oppression and depression?
Zar treba da dozvolimo da dođe na nas duh pritiska i depresije?
To be the atmosphere of our lives?
Da to bude atmosfera za naš život?
These are questions.
Ovo su sve pitanja.
Are we going to call this a fast?
Zar ćemo to nazvati postom ili svetkovinom?
Are we going to call this an acceptable day to the Lord?
Hoće li to biti ugodan dan Gospodu?
I'd like to answer that tonight for us.
Želeo bih ja postaviti ova pitanja za nas.
No.
Ne, neće biti.
We will not allow that to be our testimony.
Nećemo dopustiti da to bude naše svedočenje.
We will not come through this time of revival.
Nećemo doći kroz ovo vreme probuđenja.
And we are in a revival.
Mi se nalazimo u probuđenju.
It's a word revival.
Ovo je probuđenje reči.
It's what the Holy Spirit is doing on this earth.
To je ono što Sveti Duh radi na zemlji danas.
It's a revival for the bride.
To je probuđenje za nevestu.
Let me make an announcement tonight.
Želim vam samo objaviti nešto.
You have come to these meetings.
Vi ste došli na ove skupove.
And I have joined my faith with you.
Ja udružujem svoju veru sa vašom.
That we are in the middle of a revival.
Da se mi nalazimo usred probuđenja.
Do you believe that here in Serbia? Do you believe that here in Serbia?
Da li verujete to ovdje u Srbiji?
Verse 6.
Onda šesti stih.
We'll just read verse 6 and 7.
Čitaću i šesti i sedmi.
He's still asking them questions.
I dalje Bog njima postavlja pitanja.
Is not this the fast that I have chosen? Now he's going to tell us what he wants from our lives.
A nije li ovo post što izabrah? Sad on kaže šta on želi za naše živote.
Are you listening?
Slušate li?
To loose the bands of wickedness.
Da razvežeš sveze bezbožnosti.
To undo the heavy burdens.
Da razriješiš remenje od bremena.
To let the oppressed go free.
Da otpustiš potlačene.
And that ye break every yoke.
I da vi izlomite svaki jaram.
That's why we're here this week.
Zbog toga se mi nalazimo ove nedelje ovdje.
Would you agree with him?
Da li se slažete sa Bogom?
Amen. Verse 7.
Sedmi stih.
Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry?
Nije li da prelomiš hleb svoj gladnome?
And that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house?
I siromake prognane da uvedeš u kuću.
When thou seest the naked?
Kada vidiš golog?
That thou cover him?
Da ga odjeneš?
And that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh?
I da se ne kriješ od svojega tela.
God bless you.
Bog vas blagoslovio.
You can have your seats.
Možete sesti.
Let me just take 5 more minutes with you.
Uzet ću samo još nekoliko minuta za vas.
As we speak about the atmosphere and our approach.
Pošto govorimo o atmosferi i o pristupu.
In our promised land.
U našoj obećanoj zemlji.
How many would agree that it's very important for us?
Koliko vas će se složiti da je za nas veoma važno?
To be in the Holy Spirit.
Da budemo u Svetom Duhu.
And to be in a channel.
I da budemo u tom kanalu.
That God is working with us.
Da Bog deluje sa nama.
How many would agree with that?
Koliko bi se složilo ljudi sa time?
It's not just reading scriptures.
To nije samo da čitamo citate.
It is not just singing songs.
To nije samo pevanje pesama.
It is not just reading quotes.
Nije ni čitanje samo citata.
But it is Christ.
Već to je Krist.
Coming to the individual.
Dolazi ka individu.
And making himself alive in them.
I čini sebe živima u njima.
Not just to them.
Ne samo prema njima.
But in them.
U njima.
It's not good enough to see the promised land.
To ne da ćemo samo vidjeti obećanu zemlju.
We've got to possess the promised land.
Uzeti obećanu zemlju.
See, Moses saw the promised land.
Mojsije vidio obećanu zemlju.
But only Joshua and Caleb.
Ali su samo Joshua i Caleb.
And the new generation.
I nova generacija.
Actually possessed the promised land.
Zauzeli obećanu zemlju.
Do you understand the difference?
Da li razumete razliku?
Because someone can say, well, I see the Bible.
Neko kaže ja vidim tu Bibliju.
Or I see the message.
Ili ja razumem poruku.
Many people see that.
Mnogi ljudi to vide i razumeju.
But only the bride will possess the promised land.
Nevesta će zauzeti obećanu zemlju.
So there's going to be a certain atmosphere.
Tako morat će postojati jedna određena atmosfera.
There's an approach to the message.
Određeni pristup prema poruci.
I want you to notice here in Isaiah 58 that we read.
I želim da primetite ovdje u Isaiji 58 što smo čitali.
In verse 4.
A čitamo četvrti stih.
And I believe all of us as ministers are in unison on this.
A vjerujem da svi kao propovjednici se slažete s ovim.
That we are not here for strife and debate.
Da nismo tu radi svađe i prepirke.
Amen. We are not here to think that someone's bigger or someone's smaller than us.
Mi smo ovdje da bi mislili da je neko veći ili neko manji od nas.
We're not here to say, well, I know this, or do you believe that, or what about that?
Mi smo tu da kažemo, o, ja znam to, da li ti veruješ ovo, a ja verujem u ono.
Amen. We are not here for strife and debate.
Nismo tu radi prepirke i svađe i takvih stvari.
I'm reading verse 4.
Sada čitam 4.
We are not here to smite one another with fists.
Nije tu da bijemo bezbožno pesnicama. Nismo tu zbog toga.
In verse 5.
A u stihu 5.
We are not here for our souls to be afflicted.
I nismo tu da bi mučili svoje duše.
With just more mourning or sadness.
Ili da sa tužaljkama ili sa nekom tugom ili tako nekom.
We're not living in that season of time.
Mi više ne živimo u takvom vremenskom razdoblju.
The bride is not living in a season of time.
Nevesta ne živi u takvom vremenskom razdoblju.
That you have to tarry all night to receive the Holy Ghost.
Da morate da čekate celu noć dok ne primite Svetog Duha.
We're not living in that season.
Mi ne živimo više u takvom.
You can receive the Holy Ghost.
Vi možete primiti.
Sitting right there in your seat tonight.
Ovdje u svojoj stolici.
In fact, it is not the will of God.
I u stvari čak nije ni Božja volja.
For you to tarry all night.
Da vi čekate celu noć.
He wants you to die.
On želi da.
Die.
Da umrete.
Repent of your sins.
Da se pokajete.
And he'll fill you right there.
I odmah će vas ispuniti na tom mestu.
That's the message.
To je poruka.
We're not here to beat one another on the back.
Nismo tu da udaramo jedne druge po leđima.
We're not here to say you have to speak in tongues.
Nismo tu da kažemo ti moraš govoriti u jezicima.
We're not here for that.
Nismo zbog toga.
You don't need Brother John to lay my hands on you.
Ti ne moraš brate Janko da položiš ruke na mene.
We're living in a season.
Mi živimo u jednom vremenu.
Of the spoken word.
Izgovorene reči.
And they received the word.
I oni su primili reč.
And he sent his word.
I on je poslao svoju.
And it healed the people.
I izlečio je ljude.
We're living in the hour of the spoken word.
Mi živimo u vremenu izgovorene reči.
Now don't misunderstand.
Nemojte me pogrešno razumeti.
I believe in laying on of hands.
Ja verujem da trebamo polagati ruke.
I believe in altar calls.
Ja verujem u oltarske pozive.
I believe we need to pray and surrender and repent.
Treba da se molimo i da se predajemo i kajemo.
Do you understand?
Da li razumete?
Do you understand?
Da li razumete?
Don't misunderstand.
Nemojte pogrešno da se razumete.
God wants to fill you.
Bog želi da vas ispuni.
More than you want to be filled.
Više nego što vi želite to.
He wants to heal you.
Bog želi da vas izleči.
More than you want to be healed.
Više nego što vi čak želite biti
isleči. Oh, praise God. I believe that.
Ja verujem u to.
By his stripes.
Njegovim ranama.
I've already been healed.
Ja sam već bio isceljen.
Because of Calvary.
Zbog Golgote.
I'm already saved.
Sam već spasen.
Amen. Amen. So we are not here this weekend and week.
Dakle, mi nismo ovdje ovog vikenda ili ove nedjelje.
To bow down our head in shame.
Povijene glave u sramoti.
In sackcloth and ashes.
Da budemo u kostreti i u pepelu.
That is not the acceptable day.
To nije ugodan dan Gospodu.
But there's a certain atmosphere and approach of the Holy Spirit.
Postoji jedna određena atmosfera i način kako Sveti Duh pristupa.
And he tells us what that is in verse 6 and verse 7.
I on nam kaže šta je to u 6. i 7. stihu.
This is the fast that he has chosen.
Ovo je post koji je on izabrao.
Number 1.
Broj 1.
To loose the bands of wickedness.
Da razvežeš te veze koje te drže u bezbožnosti, tako kaže moja Biblija.
How many knows what that word means?
Koliko vas zna šta znači ta reč?
To break the bands of wickedness.
Da prekinete te sveze bezbožnosti.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like these great big semi trucks or big long trucks.
Znate, to su te velike kamioni koji imaju, nose taj balvan.
Pieces of wood on them.
I to su veliki komadi drva koje oni vuku.
And they put great big bands around them to hold them in.
Stavljaju te velike sveze koje drže to povezano zajedno.
Well, Satan wants to put bands around the believer's life.
A Sotona želi da stavi sveze oko života jednog vernika.
Bands of wickedness.
A te sveze su sveze bezbožnosti.
And the scripture is saying to us.
A pismo nama kaže.
The fast that he has chosen for us,
da post koji on izabrao za nas,
is to loose those bands,
je da prekinemo te sveze,
to break those bands,
da rasečemo te sveze,
and to set you and I free,
i da bi vi i ja bili slobodni.
Don't you want to be a free people?
Zar ne želite biti slobodni?
We're not in bondage to no man.
Ne da budemo u ropstvu nekog čovjeka.
There's no man that has the rule over you.
Nema čovjeka koji može vlada nad vama.
Other than the man Christ Jesus.
Samo čovjek Isus Hrist.
Oh, you ought to be able to shout praise the Lord.
Mi trebali sada da slavite Gospoda.
We're not under a dictator.
Mi nismo pod diktaturom.
We're not under some Hitler.
Mi nismo pod nekim Hitlerom.
We're not under some communist regime.
Nismo ni pod nekim komunističkim režimom.
We're not under a Laodicean band.
Niti smo pod svezama Laodikeje.
That has been broken off of us.
To mora da bude pokidano.
We are a free people.
Mi smo slobodni.
And I would encourage encourage you during the times of these meetings.
Želim da vas ohrabrim tokom ovih skupova.
To let all those bands just come off of you.
Da te sve sveze samo spadnu sa vas.
All those complexes.
Svi ti kompleksi.
All those feelings of I'm unworthy.
Sva osjećanja pa ja sam nedostojan.
When he's made you worthy.
Pa on vas je načinio da budete dostojni.
We need to lift up our heads.
Mi moramo da podignemo glavu.
When we see all these things around us happening in the world.
Da vidimo šta se sve dešava oko nas u svetu.
We need to lift up our heads.
Moramo podići svoje glave.
For our redemption draweth very nigh. Can you say amen?
Možete li reći amen?
He will do that this weekend for you.
On će to učiniti ovog vikenda za vas.
Amen.
Amen.
Number two.
I broj dva.
In verse six.
U šestom stihu.
To undo the heavy burdens.
Da se rešiš teškog bremenja.
That is to take burdens.
A to je da
that's on your shoulders.
To breme koje je na vašim ramenima.
And take them off.
Samo da ga zbacite nazad.
My peace I give unto you.
Moj mir vam dajem.
Not as the world giveth.
Ne kao što ga svet daje.
Friends, we're finding out the world has no peace.
Prijatelji, vidimo da svet više nema mira.
Is that true?
Je li istina?
The world is falling apart.
Ovaj svet se raspada.
It's happening in Europe.
To se dešava u Evropi.
It's happening in America.
To se dešava u Americi.
It's happening in Africa.
Tamo i u Africi.
It's happening in the South Pacific.
I na Južnom Pacifiku.
It's a global falling apart.
Ovo je jedno globalno raspadanje.
But in that season of the falling apart,
ali upravo u vreme tog raspadanja,
there would be a message.
Biće poruka.
There would be a voice.
Biće glas.
I will restore.
Ja ću obnoviti.
And this bride will not fall.
I ta nevesta neće pasti.
This Eve will not fall.
Ova Eva neće pasti.
But she's gonna rise up.
Ali će ustati.
She's gonna come up.
Već će izaći iz
tvoga. The heavy burdens are gonna fall off of her.
Sva teška bremena će pasti sa njenih ramena. Nije li predivno?
You are a free people.
Jer vi ste slobodni ljudi.
You are free people.
Slobodni ste.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 3 or verse 6.
Šesti stih i dalje.
Number 3.
Kao tačka 3.
To let the oppressed go free.
Da potlačene pustiš da idu slobodno.
People that are oppressed.
Ljudi koji su potlačeni.
That means they're pressed down in their spirit.
To znači da su u svom duhu potišteni, pritisnuti.
No victory.
Bez pobede.
No joy.
Bez radosti.
Let's all raise our hand and give praise to God.
Hajde da podignemo ruke i da slavimo Boga.
Let's all shout hallelujah.
Hajde recite hallelujah.
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 Praise the Lord.
Slava Gospodu.
Yeah, so great to be a Christian tonight, isn't it?
Tako je dobro biti kršćanin večeras.
We are the happiest people on the face of the earth. That's how they live. They're just oppressed. Their hands hang down. Their knees are shaking. But the word says, he's come to let the oppressed go free. Let's all say free.
Hajde kažemo slobodni.
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 We're free.
Mi smo slobodni.
How many's ever been to a church?
Koliko vas je nekad bilo u crkvi?
And they're not free.
A da oni nisu tamo slobodni.
They're all sad.
Svi su stužni.
They're all oppressed.
Svi potišteni.
Never say amen.
Nikad ne čujete amen.
Never raise their hand.
Nikad ne dižu ruke.
I mean, if they smile, they probably crack their face.
Ako se nasmeju, samo malo.
That's not how we're supposed to be.
To nije kakvi mi trebamo da budemo.
We ought to be the happiest people on the face of the earth.
Moramo biti najsrećniji ljudi na zemlji.
We ought to have joy unspeakable.
A imamo radost neizrecivu.
Full of glory. I finally got an amen out of this brother. Hallelujah.
Jedva sam dobio amen od ovog brata.
Been worth it all. I've been working all service, brother Claude, to get an amen out of him.
I na bratu Claude isto radio da bi čuo amen.
Number four.
Stih.
It's in verse 6.
Tačka point 4. Point 4 verse 6.
Verse 6.
Dalje smo u šestom stihu.
But the fourth thing that we're speaking about,
that's right,
is to break every yoke.
A četvrta tačka je slomiti svaki jaram.
Every yoke.
Svaki jaram.
Whatever would hinder you,
šta god vas potiče,
the Holy Spirit wants to set you free from that.
Sveti Duh želi da budete slobodni od toga.
Amen. 200,000 demons.
200 miliona demona.
200 million million.
200 miliona miliona, okay, ista stvar.
Has been released against the bride of Christ.
Bili pušteni na nevestu Isusa Krista.
But you've already been prophesied.
Ali za vas je već
to have victory over every one of them.
Da ćete imati pobedu nad svakim.
And there is no spirit.
I da nema ni jednog.
There is no devil.
Ne postoji đavo.
There is no abuse of the past.
Ne postoji nikakvo neprijateljstvo.
There's no weakness in your flesh.
Da ne postoji nikakva zloća u vašem telu.
That is going to keep you from the rapture.
To će vas zadržati od uznesenja.
He's here to break that yoke.
On je rekao prelomite te jarmove.
Amen. Verse 7.
Prelazimo u 7. stih.
He's going to deal thy bread to the hungry.
On će sada da prelomiš hleb svoj gladnome.
I've come hungry.
Došao sam gladan.
I'm thirsty.
I žedan sam.
Then God is going to feed you.
A onda će te Bog nahraniti.
He's going to give you water.
Daće ti vodu.
Isn't that a wonderful Savior?
Nije li to divan spasitelj?
Amen.
Isn't he wonderful?
Nije li predivan?
It also says.
Također kaže.
That they bring the poor that are cast out to the house.
I siromahe prognane da uvedeš u kuću.
That are poor in spirit.
To su oni koji su u stvari siromašni u duhu.
Bring them to the house of God.
Dovedite ih u Božiju kuću.
And I'm going to make them rich.
I ja ću ih obogatiti.
Poor in spirit.
Siromašni u duhu.
You thought that just meant money, didn't you?
Mislili ste samo na novac, ne?
Didn't you?
Zar niste mislili na novac sada svi?
What about poor in spirit?
Ali to je siromašni. A šta je sa siromašnim u duhu?
Because I don't have a penny on me. I really
ja
don't.
Ja nemam tu ni jedan dinar.
Silver and gold have I none.
Zle, srebra i zlata nema.
But such as we have,
ali ono što imamo,
we give to you.
To vam dajemo.
Without money.
Bez novac.
Without price.
Bez cene.
I think that's wonderful.
Mislim da je to predivno.
But it's also speaking about the poor.
Ali također se i govori o siromašnim.
And most of the time,
a u najvećem broju slučajeva,
it's the poor that receive the gospel.
To su baš siromašni ti koji primaju evanđelje.
Isn't it true?
Zar nije to istina?
And verse 7 also says those that are naked.
A sedmi stih također kaže kada vidiš gola,
when thou seest the naked,
kada vidiš nekog golog,
that thou cover him,
da ga odeneš, da ga obučeš.
And friends,
prijatelji,
as a minister of the gospel,
kao propovednik evanđelja,
and I believe I'll say this for the other ministers too,
a ovog verujem da govorim i u slučaju ostalih propovednika,
we are not here to embarrass you.
Mi nismo tu da bi vas omalovažavali, uvredili.
We are not here to bring shame on you.
Nismo tu da bi doneli neku sramotu na vas.
Jesus Christ,
Isus Hrist,
has already bore the shame,
je već nosio tu sramotu,
of your nakedness,
vaše golotinje.
And Laodicea is very naked.
A Laodikeja je izuzetno gola.
The church world,
crkveni svet.
But even some of us might have come this week.
Ali čak neki od nas koji smo možda došli ove nedelje.
And there might be naked parts of our lives.
Možda će biti golih delova našeg života.
The word is going to cover you.
Ali reč će doći da vas prekrije.
Amen. I think that's wonderful.
Mislim da je to predivno.
How many think that's wonderful?
Ko od vas misli da je ovo predivno, sve ovo?
Your sins,
vaši grezi,
though they might be many,
čak ako ih je mnoštvo,
can all be gone far away.
Svi će biti.
Amen.
Maybe we ought to preach a service on that this weekend.
Ja ću propovedati službeno na tu temu ove nedelje.
Because I still believe in God's sea of forgetfulness.
Zato što još uvijek vjerujem da je Bog Bog koji oprašta.
That no matter where you've been or what you've done,
da bez obzira gdje god ste bili i šta ste radili,
there is still power in the blood of Jesus Christ.
Da još uvijek ima sile u krvi Isusa Hrista.
Do you all believe that here?
Da li svi vjerujete?
Do you believe in the blood in Serbia?
Da li vjerujete u krv u Srbiji?
Friends, we should never forget the power in that blood.
Prijatelji, nikad ne smijemo zaboraviti silu te krvi.
Amen.
Amen.
He'll make a prostitute
to će od prostitutke,
a beautiful sister in the gospel,
predivnu sestru koja je vernica evanđelja.
He'll take a drunkard,
to će od pijanice,
and make him a man of God,
načiniti Božeg čovjeka,
or a woman of God,
ili čerku Božiju.
Take someone that's on drugs,
ili neko ko je na drogama,
whether it's illegal drugs or prescription drugs,
da li su to ilegalne droge ili droge koje se nabavljaju preko recepta,
and he'll give you a genuine high in the word of God.
On će vam dati originalno
a high, like when you take drugs, you're trying to get an inoculation,
okay,
to get a high. Like,
on će vam onda dati pravi doživljaj, ugođaj u Svetom Duhu.
The gospel has an inoculation for us.
Znači, evanđelje ima to za nas.
Isn't he wonderful?
Okay.
Oh, amen. Amen. Let's stand. Do you know that song?
Da li znamo pesmu? Nije li predivan?
Isn't he wonderful, wonderful? Amen. Amen. Let's sing this before we go.
Okay. Možemo pevati pre nego što odemo tu pesmu.
Do we have the words we can put on the screen? Or...
Možemo li staviti te...
Isn't he wonderful, wonderful?
Nije li predivan, predivan? Nije li Isus moj Gospod predivan?
Amen. Do you love the Lord tonight?
Da li volite Gospoda večeras?
God, bring the atmosphere and bring the approach of your presence.
Dovedite atmosferu, taj pristup ovde.
One of joy and one of gladness.
Yes.
Let's sing this to the Lord.
Hajde da pevamo Gospodu.
Nije li si Lord,
together.
Hajde da spognemo glave zajedno.
Do the sisters know the song "You Deserve the Glory"?
Da li sestre znaju?
And the honor.
Pripada ti slava i čast.
For you are great, you are great, you do miracles so great. You deserve the glory and the honor. I don't know. Let's all just bow our heads together. I wonder why we've come.
Hallelujah.
This weekend.
Pitam se da pošto smo došli ove nedelje.
Amen.
I believe it's for a feast.
Verujem da je to da bi to bila jedna svetkovina, jedan praznik.
And I don't believe you have to leave disappointed.
I ne mislim da treba da odete razočarani odavde.
Amen.
I wonder how many are true believers here.
Pitam se koliko ovde ima pravih vernika.
Just lift your hand up to the Lord.
Samo podignite svoju ruku Gospodu ako ste pravi vernik.
Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe.
Gospode,
all things are possible.
Ja verujem da je sve moguće.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And I wonder how many of you have a need.
I pitam se koliko od vas imate stvarno potrebu.
Something in your life.
Nešto što je u vašem životu.
Something in your heart.
Nešto što je na vašem srcu.
Something in your family.
Nešto možda u vašoj porodici.
Something in your church.
Nešto u vašoj crkvi.
Something in your husband or in your wife.
Nešto u vašem mužu ili ženi.
Something in your children.
Nešto u vašoj deci.
And these next few days.
I ovih nekoliko narednih dana.
You'd like to believe the Lord.
Vi želite vjerovati Gospodu.
That he can do something supernatural.
Da on može učiniti nešto nadprirodno za vas.
And something eternal.
Nešto što će biti večno.
In your need.
U vašoj potrebi.
I wonder if you just slip up your hand to the Lord.
Pitam se, možete li samo podići ruke Gospodu.
Say, Lord Jesus.
I recite, Gospode Isuse.
I believe that you're here among us.
Ja vjerujem da se nalaziš među nama.
Amen. Two or three of us agreeing.
Tamo gdje se dvoje ili troje nas kupe.
And Lord, we're agreeing.
A mi se slažemo.
This whole congregation is agreeing.
Čitava zajednica se slaže.
That you would come down among us, Lord.
Ti dođeš među nas dole.
Come down in our services.
Siđeš na naše skupove.
Come down in our fellowship.
Dođeš na ovo zajedništvo.
Come down when we're eating in the dining room.
Dođi dok budemo jeli u prostorijama gdje se jede.
Come down in our bedrooms when we sleep.
U naše spavaće sobe dok spavamo.
When we walk down the sidewalks.
Dok budemo išli ulicom.
When we speak to one another.
Budemo govorili jedni drugima.
In our song services.
I na kad budemo proslavljali pesmama.
In the preaching of the word.
I dok budemo propovedali reč.
And now at the end of the services.
Sada na samom kraju službe.
Let your Holy Spirit be poured out upon us, God.
Sveti Duh bude izliven na nas, Gospode.
For we stand in great need of you,
Lord. Stojimo u velikoj potrebi za tobom.
Heavenly Father.
Nebeski Oče.
My hand is lifted up to you, God.
Moja ruka je također podignuta.
Would you come among us, Lord?
Hoćeš li doći među nas, Gospode?
We are inviting you.
Mi te pozivamo.
To be the unseen guest.
Da budeš nevidljivi gost.
Be the one that moves within our hearts, God.
Budi onaj koji se kreće što z naša srca, Gospode.
Receive all the glory and all the honor.
Primi svu slavu i čast.
And all the praise.
I svo slavljenje.
For only you are worthy.
Jer samo ti si dostojan.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hvala ti, Isuse.
Praise your name, Lord.
Slavimo ti ime, Gospode.
I wonder how many would like to thank him and praise him.
Koliko bi vas želelo da mu se zahvali.
Hallelujah. Like those in the upper room.
Oni u gornjoj sobi.
They were thanking God.
Oni su mislili.
For a promise that they hadn't received yet.
Oni su mislili obećanje koje još nisu bili primili.
But they were waiting for it to come.
Ali su čekali na njega da dođe.
And say, Lord, I'm waiting on you, God.
I rekli, Gospode, ja čekam na tebe, Bože.
I'm believing you, Lord.
Ja ti vjerujem, Gospode.
That through these services.
Da tokom ovih službi.
That you are going to move in my life.
Da ćeš se i ti pokrenuti u mom životu.
Lord, you see our hands.
Gospode, ti vidiš naše ruke.
More than that, you see our hearts.
I više nego to, vidiš i naša srca.
You know the language of our hearts.
Znaš govor našeg srca.
Speak comfort words to us this time, Lord.
Reči utehe tokom ovog vremena, Gospode.
Speak words of life to us.
Govori nam reči životne.
Set the captives free.
Oslobodi zatočenike.
Open up the blinded eyes, Lord.
Slepe oči, Gospode.
Let those that are dead in sin and trespasses.
Koji su mrtvi u gresima i prestupima.
Let them come out of their graves, Lord.
Izađu iz svojih grobova, Gospode.
Just one word, Lord, from you.
Samo jedna reč od tebe.
Lazarus.
Lazare.
Come forth. And he was resurrected.
I on je uskrsnuo.
Lord, speak our names this week.
Gospode, izgovori tokom ove nedelje i naša imena.
Let your word not return unto you void.
Neka se tvoja reč tebi ne vrati prazna. Amen.
But let your word
već neka tvoja reč
accomplish
ispuni
what you sent it out to do.
Ono zbog čega si je poslao.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hvala ti, Gospode Isuse.
I wonder if we can all thank the Lord together.
Pitam se, da li možemo svi zajedno zahvaliti.
Just thank him. Thank him.
Samo mu zahvalite.
For what he's already placed into your heart.
Zbog onoga što vam je stavio u srce.
What you're believing him for.
Zato što mu verujete.
He's the same yesterday.
On je isti juče.
Today.
I danas.
And forever.
I zauvek.
Amen.
Amen.
We believe you, Lord.
Mi ti verujemo, Gospode.
We accept it, God.
Prihvatamo, Gospode.
We thank you, Jesus.
Hvala ti, Gospode Isuse.
Thank you, Lord.
Hvala ti, Gospode.
Thank you for preparing our hearts.
Hvala ti što pripremaš naša srca.
Thank you for bringing us.
Hvala ti što si nas kupio.
To such a time as this.
Da imamo ovakvo vreme zajedno.
I believe it's for life.
Ja verujem da je ovo sa svrhom za život.
I believe it's for healing.
Ja verujem da je ovo radi iscelenja.
I believe it's it's for unity.
Verujem da je ovo zbog jedinstva.
I believe it's for strength.
Verujem da je ovo zbog snage.
I believe it's for revelation.
Verujem da je ovo radi otkrivenja.
We believe in miracles.
Jer mi verujemo u čuda.
Come among us, God.
Dođi među nas, Gospode.
You are so great.
Ti si tako velik.
And we give you praise.
I mi ti dajemo hvalu.
You deserve the glory.
Ti zaslužuješ tu slavu.
You deserve the honor.
Zaslužuješ čast.
You deserve our praises.
Zaslužuješ naše hvale.
Bless your name, God.
Blagosloveno ime tvoje, Gospode.
As we sing this song tonight,
pevamo pesmu,
receive our worship.
Primi naše proslavljanje.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hvala ti, Isuse.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Ti si Bog, sila čuda činiš ti.
Slavu Bogu, amen.
Amen.
Aleluja. Ne znam da li ste osjetili tokom cele službe pristup koji Sveti Duh ima ka nama, amen. Dođite svi, amen. Dođite svi koji ste na tore. Dođite svi koji nosite jaram, koji radite i tražite odmora, dođite ka meni, ja ću vas odmoriti. I cela propovjed je bila prožeta tim duhom. Ja ću vas primiti. Neka svako dođe koji želi, ja ga neću izbaciti, ja ću ga primiti. Ne znam da li ste vidjeli Božju ruku ispruženu ka vama. Dođite, dođi ka meni. Ja znam tvoje srce, ja znam tvoje potrebe, ja znam tvoje bolove, ja znam sve što proživljavaš. To je Bog u koga mi vjerujemo, amen. Koji poznaje naše srce i koji može nama govoriti. I ja vjerujem da će on nama govoriti još više, amen. Otvorite vaša srca i slavite ga i hvalite ga i budite spremni da mu predate sve. On se neće naljutiti što ste ga mnogo puta odbili. Vi ste mnogo puta okrenuli leđa, vidjeli ste nešto bolje. Ali danas je on došao da vam pokaže da je ovo jedino to što vama treba. Danas je trenutak, danas je dan spasenja za vas. I on će vam pokazati da nema ništa što se može uporediti sa onim što on može vama da pruži. Budite spremni da ga primite. On je spreman svo vreme i čeka na vas. Amen. Aleluja. Možemo još jedan, dajmo mu hvalu. Amen.
Amen.
Dajemo ti hvalu.
Oh.
Čast Isusu Kristu, amen. Jedini dostojan, amen. Haleluja, amen. Ovako ćemo završiti službe u toj atmosferi o kojoj je brat propovedao. Atmosfera koja vam otvara vrata ka svemu što god je Bog rekao reći. Svako obećanje je da i amen. 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 Da li možete to vidjeti za vas? Amen. Haleluja. Hvala Bogu. Želim da završim službe, još jednom da vas napomenem. Znači, sutra je doručak u 8 sati ujutru. Službe počinju, znači, u 9:30 sa zatišjem, u 10 služba slavljenja počinje, da svi budemo spremni. U 1 sat će biti ručak, znači 1 sat idemo na ručak i opet večer je u 6:30, znači između ručka i večer imate vremena za druženje i za sve ostale stvari koje god želite. Ako neko ima neku potrebu, obratit će se braći i ja vjerujem da će nas sve Bog blagosloviti u ovome što činimo na slavu Božju. Amen. Haleluja. Možemo se razilaziti, službe su završene.